Thank you, Jesus. We are excited about this fast that all the women are going to partake in. Now, guys, you can participate if you want. But it begins Friday, the 11th, and it goes for 21 days until the ladies' conference, which is October 3rd and 4th, I think, or something like that. But it ends that Friday night. So you can have a feast on Friday night after the meeting. But Daniel fasts, so please think about participating, pray about it, and ask the Lord to see that you'd be involved. That would be awesome. So that comes up this Friday. Amen? Amen. Don't forget the leadership on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. out here. And we're meeting at Dell and Lana's, and they're here somewhere. Lana? Where's Lana? Dell, in the back. I won't have you stand because he has a knee thing going on over there, but it's going to be perfectly fine, isn't it? Amen. And they'll be at their home right here in Solon somewhere. I'm not sure where. So you have to look at the directions and you'll be able to get that. And we're going to be ministering on the impartation and the laying on of hands ministry. And so I think it'll be a powerful time. If you're here for Studio 18 through 25? 28? Okay, 20-something. You are welcome to go with Patrick right now. Okay? And so we dismiss you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Did you receive a confessional when you came in tonight? Okay. I want us to quote this. And if you did not receive one, perhaps we can get one in your hand. Or the gentleman would be so kind to get it up on the screen for us. It's just a confession that I want us to declare. So why don't we do that? Why don't we stand up and we'll declare it right now. Just kind of set the atmosphere in our minds and in our spirits. And let's just declare it together, okay? Are we ready? Let's do it. Lord, I have found your word and it contains life. Therefore, inside your life is the health I need. My discovery of truth regarding my health is my gateway to total recovery. You are my personal physician. Thank you for paying the price for a sickness-free, pain-free life. I receive my healing today because you said I was healed when you bore the stripes upon your back. You took my infirmities. My healing is settled. That is the report from the Word. I believe it. Therefore, you can perform it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen and amen. I want to share with you tonight, right before we ask the powerful gift of the Holy Spirit to minister healing to us. And I believe that's what he's going to do. And this is the thing that I felt the Lord was saying to me, that during this meeting, as we were worshiping, and especially as we're releasing the word, there were going to be manifestations of healing. So you want to receive that tonight as we're ministering the word of God, and especially at the end, as we get certain scriptures and put them into our hearts, I believe there's going to be a release of some healing manifestations. And so we're just going to continue in that vein. But let's go to Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20 to 22 tonight. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. And let's take a look at the word of God. It says, my son, that's a powerful right there relationship. My son, that means you have a relationship with the Father. Give attention to my words. You know, incline your ear to my sayings. And so it's repeated twice. Not only does he say, give attention to my words, now he's saying, incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. He's all, so far, just been referring to his words, to his sayings, saying, keep them in your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. Now watch this. This is good. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Now, it's been said that health is wealth. In other words, nothing holds value for you and me when our health is in jeopardy. So health is wealth. And we see in the scripture that health is in God's life. And life is in His Word. So when I have His Word, I have His life. And when I have His life, I have His health. Now let's look at the word health for a minute. Health means this: soundness. Soundness, especially of body or mind. Freedom from disease or abnormality. Look at it again. Health is soundness, especially of body and mind. Freedom from disease or abnormality. Therefore, we can summarize that the gift of healing is the restoration of health or soundness. So we find that in His Word is life, in His life is health. So I know that it is God's plan for me to have health. And we read that, of course, in John's greeting. He said, I wish that you would be prosperous and have health. So it is God's soundness or freedom from abnormality or sickness or disease in our body. So healing is to restore to that soundness. And I like to look at prayer for healing with two hands. You've seen the praying hands before. Perhaps we have a little illustration there. When you put your hands together to pray, I want you to see this. This is so important because often we forget the one contribution. We want God to contribute to our soundness, freedom of abnormality, our wholeness, thinking we have no responsibility. But there are two hands to pray, two hands coming together. The one hand is man's contribution, and I believe the other is God's contribution. Now, why is that important to know? Because I believe it's called stewardship of our life. We have been called to be good stewards over our physical bodies. We want to have a healthy lifestyle. We don't want to abuse our physical flesh, right? We want to stay as healthy as we can in regard to what we eat, our exercise. We want to become disciplined. We want to do everything we can on our side. I mean, it really wouldn't be logical for us to abuse ourselves and then come to church and say, okay, Lord, fix this mess, right? I mean, it just doesn't seem right to do that. However, but we know that we can contribute our part. So, Lord, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is helping us to discipline ourselves, and you're giving us wisdom, Lord, to know what to eat, what not to eat. We understand, Father, that it's important that I have to physically exercise my heart. My heart is a muscle. Therefore, I can't be sedentary. I have to keep moving along. I have to have a regimen daily to keep myself as fit as possible. So I believe that that's man's contribution. We do everything that we can do, so we get to the place that only God can now do what He can do. So that's the first thing that I believe, that healing comes on the contribution of our effort first. So we must be responsible. Sometimes, I think I've seen in the church over 34 years, people just want God to do a quick fix. And although He'll do that, His mercy is good. Praise God for it. But I do think that it comes along much quicker if we are contributing. Then on the other side is God's contribution. So let's talk about that. I'm not going to get into, you know, eating and exercise and all of those things. I think you all know that. And if you don't know that, you should get some teaching on that. You should have some training on that. And you should be in an exercise program. You should have a good diet, a healthy diet, and consult a nutritionist or whatever you have to do, and get the sugar content down, and, you know, all of those kind of things. And you can do that on your own, but I can teach you now God's contribution, all right? Let's take a look at it. Make certain that you are doing all you can to contribute to healing. After the physical, natural element, the first thing a Christian should do is locate a word from God. Now, why should we locate a word? Now, notice the word, notice I said locate. In other words, you have to find it. not just read it. A lot of Christians err here when it comes to healing because they said, I've read the Bible and I've prayed and I believe that God can do it. That's not what the scripture said. It said it's health to those who what? Find them. It's health to those that find them. So we need to locate a word. He said, my sayings. Notice in the text in Proverbs chapter 4, in verse 22, he said, they are life to those who find them. He said, keep them in the midst of your heart. Incline your ear to my sayings. Why? Because my sayings are health. And in the Hebrew, it means this: remedy, healing, cure, and soundness. Now I'm really understanding that my healing or my restoration is in his sayings. A lot of times, we think it's in the atmosphere. We think it's in an anointed service. And people can get healed in an anointed service. But the scripture says his health is in his word. So when I locate his word, when I find his word, it's health to all my flesh. It is a remedy. It is healing. It is a cure. It is soundness to not just parts of my flesh, but to all of my flesh. Now, I don't know if you ever pray for soundness or cure or wholeness in your physical body when you're not feeling symptoms. But it's something I do almost every day. Is I thank God that there is health in his word in my physical body. My strength, my joints, my eyesight, my thinking. There's times I will command my organs to function according to divine design. Blood cleansed. No foreign substance, disease, nothing that is causing any kind of symptom of weakness or pain. But you see, it's to all of our flesh. So it's life to those who find them. Look at the word find. Find means to discover, to cause, to encounter. It means to take a hold on. So now it's health to all those who take a hold of it. It's health or it's soundness or it's remedy or it's cure or it's healing to all those who encounter it. So now I have to have an encounter with his sayings. I've got to hold on to his sayings. It's got to be more than just having a devotional in the morning. Or even, listen to this. I have been in ministry for a long time, as you know, and I'll go over to hospital calls, and I thank God for people who have the word playing on a tape next to their bed. That is a good thing to do. However, healing doesn't come just because you're hearing the word spoken. It comes when you find it. It's health to all their flesh. When you find it, when you locate it, when you have an encounter with it. So I can't check out and just let the word be playing in the room. And there's nothing wrong with that, please. I'm not discounting that that's not a powerful agent. But let me tell you something. I would rather have one verse that I've located, that I have taken a hold of, that I have made mine, that I've had an encounter with, than an entire hour of scripture after scripture after scripture. Because when I've done that, I have now found health, remedy, cure. I have found healing, the restoration of soundness, especially of body and mind. You know, there are a lot of people today, and you know how doctors are. They will ask your history, and they will... You will often pick it up and you'll say, well, it's in the family. Well, you have to be careful that you don't allow what's in your family to cross your covenant and claim you. Because if you locate or find what's in your family, it can become as real to you as the healing or the restoration or the remedy or the cure or the health that's in His Word can. So we always have to resist that. And it's not easy, because if your father, like my father, passed away at age 70 and 8 months from congestive heart failure, you know, you think in your back of your mind, well, there's got to be some heart failure genes in there somewhere. Or if your mother passed away from Alzheimer's and a severe dementia, you're thinking, gee, where'd I put my keys? And all of a sudden this fear comes on you and you're beginning to locate things that really are not intended for your life. So we have to resist that. And the way we do that is to find a word from God. Because every finding, watch this, every finding is accompanied with proofs. Every time you find a word, it will prove itself to be true. Here's Proverbs 24, 13 and 14. Look at this word here. Proverbs 24, verses 13 and 14. My son, eat honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to your taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. If you have found it, there is a prospect, and your hope will not be cut off. The word prospect, is that there is a manifestation, a surety of a manifestation. If you found it, it's going to be manifested. So now I know that when I locate the word, it has to manifest in my life. Look at Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, speaking of Jesus, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by. They had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Notice the correlation in this verse of Jesus teaching and the power of the Lord being present. The correlation is that when the word is going forth, there is health in that word. So health is contained in that word. So now I receive the word, and if there is sickness or weakness, or if there is frailty of any sort in my life, then I can expect that with that word as a container of health, that it will change and restore me to God's plan, health. So now I'm looking forward to not just hearing a good sermon on Sunday or a good sermon in Bible study. I'm looking to receive a container filled with soundness, wholeness. I'm going to get a word from God that is going to restore me, not only physically, spiritually, not only spiritually, emotionally. Because sometimes we come into church spent emotionally. We come in worn out, worn down. We come in depressed. We come in with our mind confused, and we think, God, what is going on in our life? And we need a word that has a container that is soundness that comes back into our life. So you see, I don't ever just listen to a good sermon so I can learn something about the Bible, although that's good. I don't go to a church service or a revival service or a crusade service just to hear somebody preach that's got a big name like Bishop T.D. Jakes, and he can just, you know, eloquently give me that word and then break it down, and man, I'm shouting and jumping all over the seats. I've got to go there to get a container that has something in it. I got to find the word. I've got to locate that word. And when I do, it is health to all my flesh. So I leave that day with one word. And so I think our goal, even tonight, as I'm talking, should be, Lord, give me that word. Give me something that resonates in my spirit that I can say amen to. Give me something that I sense, oh God, in my heart, that is a witness to me, that this word is a witness to me. And so now I receive it, Father, and I take it with me. So he says in Luke 5:17 that he was teaching. Now notice that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were sitting by. They were teachers of the word too. But the people weren't becoming sound with their teaching. They weren't being whole with their teaching. But when Jesus taught, the reason why Jesus had healings, you say, well, he was the Son of God. No, it was his belief that what he taught healed. It's a big difference. So if you're in a church that doesn't believe that what they're teaching heals, you won't get healed. Right? So Jesus taught the same Bible. He taught the same Bible, folks, and people were getting healed. Whereas the Pharisees, nobody was getting healed. So we see present to heal, or the word there means to make whole, which goes back to our definition of health, soundness, especially of body or mind, freedom from disease or abnormality. The world today is full of abnormal living, dysfunctional people. We are just one messed up emotional group. We have meltdowns at the grocery store. We can't handle pressure. It's true. Life is fragile today. And everybody is torn. Everybody is broken. What an opportunity for God's people to bring a word to a generation. Not our word, his word. It has within it life, and in the life is health. Jesus wants to restore. John 10:10, I've come to give you life. And how? That more abundantly. So God, I want to receive your abundant life. I want to walk in your abundant life. What is abundant life? It's health. And health, my friend, is real wealth. Look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word. Isn't that great? And he healed all who were sick. Now, the inference is there that he cast out the spirits with a word, and I believe he healed all who were sick with a word. Why? That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Did you know that your healing and my healing, now I'm talking about restoration to soundness, your healing and my healing is a fulfillment of Scripture on the earth. So therefore, for me to believe this, to operate into it, to walk in it, verifies that he is the Son of God. For me to deny that healing is for today, for me to deny that the Word does not have health within it, life within it, and able to restore me to soundness is to what? Is to fail to acknowledge that he himself bore our sicknesses. And by his stripes we are healed. made whole. This is the fulfillment of Scripture, that it might be fulfilled. So, Lord, I'm looking for a word tonight because I want this generation to know that you are the Son of God. I will locate a word until I have my right mind again. I will locate a word until I have peace. I will locate a word because it's not about me. Although I get the benefit of peace, I get the benefit of strength, I get the benefit of physical health. But Lord, what I really want is to point to Jesus as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I'm establishing that who he was is true. That motivates me. It's not about me. It's that this generation will know that Jesus Christ saves, heals, and delivers. Just like the prophet Isaiah said, that it might be fulfilled. Nothing has changed, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot let go of the infallible proofs that he is indeed the Son of the living God. So why do we pray for the sick in church? Why do we proclaim health to our bodies? Because we say Jesus is Lord. That's why. And I want the whole world to know that he is God. Let me share with you another scripture out of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5 through 8. If you will, just look at that with me for a minute. Jesus, when he heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." What was he talking about? Do you have verses 5 through 8 as well? Now, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, this is what he was talking about. A certain centurion came to him, pleading with him. "Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. He needs healing." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and do what? I will come and I will heal him." Now, go back to verse 10, please. Can you put back up on the screen, verse 10? "And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who had followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." The great faith that Jesus was talking about was not the fact that the centurion came to him and said, "I need you to come and heal my servant." That's not what Jesus was saying. What was great faith? Go back to the next verse, back to verse 8. And he said, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof." Now read the rest with me. "But only speak a word, and my servant will be healed." Only speak a word. And then verse 10. Jesus said, "I've not seen in all of Israel such great faith." This man has faith that my word contains life. And my life contains health. He said he doesn't really need me to come to his house. He just needs me to give him a word. And Jesus was marveled. He said, "Wow, looky here. All of Israel, I've not seen such great faith." You really don't misunderstand me. I love him. But you really don't need Benny. He's a great guy, but you don't need him. You don't need me. You don't need one of these elders. Now, it's good to lay hands on the sick because we would believe and we'll watch them recover. Jesus said we'd do that. But great faith living is find a word, have an encounter with it, locate it, and know that it contains my healing. And Jesus was so marveled over that. He said, "I want you all to look at this guy. He understands how to be restored to health. He understood the power and authority contained in a word. And I have to ask myself this question. Do I really understand the power that's contained in one word that God has spoken? I was challenged years ago when we were first born again by a missionary evangelist by the name of Bob Waters. You probably have never heard of him. You did. And he would only preach the Gospels. He said, I'm just going to preach the red. Just what Jesus said. He said, that's got to be double dose power right there. And he would just kind of encourage us with that humor. But it stuck with me that when Jesus said it, then you know you can find it and you can experience the change. I want you to do something with me. This is going to be a little bit out of the normal for us. But I want you to read with me some things. Would you do that? Okay, let's do it. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Are you ready? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? That's all, just that part. Let's read it again. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Now, why am I asking you read that? Because some of you are having to locate that word tonight. You have to find that word. You have to even encounter with that. Because you've been told in your own mind and through circumstances that this one is too difficult for God. Go to Deuteronomy 33:25. I'm going to have them on the screens. You don't have to worry about it. As thy days show, so shall thy strength be. Read it with me. As your days, so shall your strength be. I got up from my prayer time this morning. I try to get on my knees every morning. It's a commitment I made to God that I won't start my day unless I get on my knees and pray. And as I was getting up, you know, when you're there for a little bit, your body goes kind of funny, you know. And at my age, you just don't spring right back up, you know. But I was getting up this morning, and I had no shoes on. And I went to get up, and I popped up pretty good. And I said, whoa, God, thank you for the strength in my body. Read it with me again. As your days, so shall your strength be. Look at Psalm 25 and 18. Read it. Look on my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. The invitation of the psalmist was, God, I want you to see this. I want you to locate it. I want you to find it. I want you to know where my affliction and my pain is. You see, I have a personal physician. Michael Jackson's didn't treat him too well, it sounds like, did it? But yours knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly where your afflictions are and where your pains are. Psalm 34 and 19, you know this one, come on. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So if I'm in the middle of an affliction, I got to locate a word. I got to find it. I got to have an encounter with the word. So I get out of my prayer place this morning and I'm all excited. I'm pumped up. Why? Because I just had an encounter with the word that says he delivers him out of them all. So I thank you, God, that I'm about to be delivered today. This affliction's about to come to an end. I'm about to throw a party. I'm thanking you, God, because you wouldn't lie in your word. I got a hold of it. Your word is life and life. There's health in your life. Let's look at another one. Psalm 103. Verse 3. Who forgiveth all your iniquities. You got to read it with me. who heals all your diseases. Say it again. Say it again. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Now, folks, I didn't write this. Some people get angry with me. They'll grab me in the foyer. They'll call me. They'll challenge me. You believe in this healing stuff? I said, yes, I do. Well, you know, healing passed away. You know, it's not everybody gets healed. I said, wait a minute. I didn't write the Bible. Why are you arguing with me? I'm just reading what it says. Let's do it again. Ready? Who forgives some of your sin. Now, wait a minute. If you believe he forgives all of your sin, but he doesn't heal all of your diseases. See our thinking? We really believe that he can forgive all of our iniquities, correct? And that persuasion will believe and say amen with me. But when it comes to the second part of the verse, they're like, well, then explain to me why Uncle Ed died. That's their response. They want to know why he didn't get healed. So what, do I look like God or something? I don't know why he didn't get healed. Maybe he was going to a church that didn't teach healing. Maybe he was not locating a word. I don't know what happened. But that's not going to change the fact that I believe that if I locate a word, I find life, according to Proverbs 24. And there's health in the life. Amen? You're all looking at me like, well, I think this is true, but I'm not real sure yet. Psalm 107, verse 20. Read it with me. Ready? He sent his word and he healed them. Isaiah 53 and 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and with his stripes we are healed. Jeremiah 32, 17. Thou hast made the heaven and the earth, and there is nothing too hard for thee. You know, you read that scripture, it's like, okay, God made heaven and earth. I mean, that would be kind of hard, I think, isn't it? To make a heaven and then to make an earth. And then, well, he can't help me out of this affliction. I think this is too hard for you, God. I mean, Matthew 12, verse 15. Am I on the right track? And when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there. And great multitudes followed him. And he healed them all. John 10:10, I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, why am I asking you to read these with me? Because I want you to locate a word for your situation. I didn't really feel like God told me tonight to have a prayer line and lay hands on the sick. He said, stand back, boy, let me do this tonight. I said, okay, how are you going to do it? He said, just teach them how to locate a word. They'll get it. They'll receive it. It'll be life to them. There'll be health in that life, and it'll change them. I said, amen, God. Let's go do it. James 5, 14 and 15. What does the scripture say? Is there any among you sick? Come on, read it. Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. So we can believe for our healing. James 5, 16. Pray one for another that ye may be healed. 1 Peter 2, 24. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body, by whose stripes you were healed. Isaiah 53 and verse 4. Surely he hath borne my griefs, which really is, listen, which is sickness. Surely, you could interchange this word. Surely he hath borne my sickness and carried my sorrows, which could be interpreted diseases. Psalm 30 and verse 2. O Lord, I cry unto you, and you healed me. I think we should put our Bibles aside, put our pens down. I think we should read that scripture one more time. We should lift our hand before the Lord, and we should speak to Jesus and say it. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. So right now, Lord, I thank you that in this room there is healing. And God, it's not limited to just physical things. physical parts of our body. It's not just limited, God, to tumors and growths and cancers and all kinds of deafenings of ears and all of those problems, God. It is healing and soundness of our mind and our emotion and our spiritual life, God. We want to have an encounter with your word tonight, God, because we know, Father God, there is life in your word. You told us, God, you told us in your word, Father, not to lose attention to your words or to your sayings, oh God, but they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Thank you, Lord God. So we welcome you now, Holy Spirit, to minister your healing, your soundness, your confidence, your assurance, Lord. Your steadfastness in our life, God. We thank you that you are here, Lord, to minister to us. Father, we want you to marvel over our life tonight. That we just say the word, God. Just say the word. Because when you say it, you don't even have to come here and touch me. Just give me the word. Thank you, Lord. All over this room right now, just close your eyes with me, please. Thank you, Lord. If I can have the worshipers to come, and I just want us to worship him in this atmosphere for a moment. That God is here right now. Would you mind doing that song, God is here? Lord, we know that you're here, and we know that you're able, and we know that you're willing. And so, Father, right now, we just speak it, that I have found your word and I know it contains life. Therefore, inside your life is the health I need. My discovery of truth tonight, Father, regarding my health is my gateway to total recovery. So I just speak the gateway being open tonight, that there is total recovery for every person in this room. That you are indeed my personal physician. I thank you, Lord, for paying the price for a sickness-free, confusion-free, pain-free life. So I receive my healing tonight, my restoration to soundness, my restoration to normality. You said I was healed when you bore the stripes upon your back. God, you took my infirmities. My healing is settled. That is the report from your word, and I believe it. And therefore, now you can perform it. And I give you praise tonight. Come on, church, stand up and let's worship him. Come on, team, can you sing that song for me? God is here right now. Thank you, Jesus.
There is a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere.
church. He is here. So, Father, we just come in agreement now where two or three touching anything shall agree. We know it shall be done. This evening, I just want to invite you, if perhaps you've received a word and you're standing on it and you want someone to agree with you, just step out from where you are and stand across the front of this altar. We're going to sing it one more time because I believe that God is here. Amen. And He is able and willing and He's ready to do whatever you have need of. Let's make Jesus marvel tonight. Come on. One more time. As He sing it, I want you to come if that's your need.
He is here.
Yes, you are.
He is.
Father, tonight, we're so thankful, Lord, for a word from You. Because we know that it will change our life. And we'll never be the same. So God, in the days ahead, we want to proclaim Christ as the Son of the living God. To fulfill that which was written. So God, that's our motivation tonight. I pray, God, that we wouldn't be all selfish about it, but we want You to be lifted up. You said, Lord, that if You be lifted up, You would draw all men to Yourself. So we lift up the cross tonight. You've forgiven all of our iniquities and You've healed all of our diseases. Thanking You tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just gently put your hand on someone's shoulder tonight, please. Let's pray that they would get a word from God. That they would get a word from God. that they would locate that word, that they would find that word in time of need, that they would first go to the word, that they would find it and that they would walk in it and that they would receive it and that their life would be restored to wholeness, soundness, that there would be remedy, there would be cure, there would be answers, there would be what they have need of in that word. And so, Father, I pray for my friends tonight. I bless them, and I know, Lord God, that they are going to be, oh Lord, never the same, because you have taken us. You have taken us, God, and you have brought us near you. You have brought us close to you. And so, Lord, I bless them tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, can I have some worshipers tonight to get out from where you're standing and come join me at the front of the altar? Come on, just the last 4 or 5 minutes together. Can we get some worshipers to come up and lift our hands, maybe to kneel down before the Lord and to thank him for the word of God tonight as we just cry out to him and say, Lord, we need you to wrap us in your arms tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We come to worship our King. We come to worship our God. We come to bless our Lord. We come to declare that only speak the word and I shall be made whole. Thank you, Lord. And we've come to worship. Come to worship you. Come to worship you, Jesus. Come to worship you, Jesus. Come on, church. Come on, church. Give him some praise. Give him a celebration of the word of God. Give him all of your thanks. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing too difficult for you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a God that loves you tonight. You're not forsaken. You're not going to be left alone. Come on. Jesus, take us in, Lord. Yes, Lord. Take us in, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come into my situation, Lord. There's a change on your horizon tonight. There's a change. Come on, you got to believe it with me. There's a change on your horizon. Oh, yes, Lord, there's a change. Let it go, Lord. Let it come.
So take me to that place, Lord, to that secret place where I can be with.
It's a secret place, Lord. And we're coming, Father. We're coming tonight, Lord. We're coming tonight, Lord. We're running, Lord. We're running. We're running to that place, Lord. We're running. And there we'll be safe. There we'll be safe.
To that secret place.
with you.
You can make me like you.
You can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms.
Wrap me in your arms.
Wrap me in your arms.
Lord, wrap me in your arms.
Wrap me in your arms.
Take me to that place.
Take me to that place, Lord.
To that secret place.
To that place where we get that word. Take us to that place, Lord, where we find it and we locate it. Take us to that place, Lord. God, when we receive it, Father, we can get inside of it, Lord, and we're safe. That your word becomes like a strong tower to us. It becomes a refuge for us, Lord. Father, bless your people tonight, God. Lord, as they find that word, let it, oh God, contain everything, everything that they have need of, Lord, that we might give you the glory, that you might receive all the praise, that this world may know that Jesus is alive, that he is real, that he is the Son of the living God. He's my Redeemer. He's my Deliverer. And you are my healer, Lord. And I thank you that there is nothing too difficult for you tonight, Jesus. So bless your people, Father. And as we leave this room, Lord, may we go, God, with containers of your word in our spirit, knowing, God, that you'll never leave us and you'll never forsake us, that you're with us even to the end of the age, giving you all praise and glory. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. And amen. Well, we worship his lordship, his kingship. We bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. We're wanting to be sensitive to the children's schedules for school. You need personal ministry. The elders will be up here to pray with you if you need any further ministry. Live right, love everybody, pray hard. We'll see you on Sunday morning. God bless all of you. God's peace.